House of Representatives today approved a bill that would turn the nation's capital into the 51st state. The population in the District of Columbia is larger than the state of Wyoming's or Vermont's, but the 712,000 residents who pay federal taxes, vote for president, and serve in the armed forces have no voting representation in Congress. The bill would change that, giving Washington, D.C. residents one representative in the House, two senators. Eleanor Holmes Norton is Washington, D.C.'s long-serving but non-voting delegate in the House.
Congress has a choice. It can continue to exclude D.C. residents from the democratic process, forcing them to watch from the sidelines as Congress votes on federal and D.C. laws, and to treat them, in the words of Frederick Douglass, as aliens, not citizens, but subjects, end quote. Or it can live up to our nation's founding principles.
The new state would be known as Washington Douglas Commonwealth, named after famed abolitionist Frederick Douglass, who lived in Washington, D.C. from 1877 until his death in 1895. The White House, the U.S. Capitol, and the National Mall would remain separate as a federal district. Congress has held the power to veto or alter any local District of Columbia law. The limitations were on display last summer during a series of protests against police brutality in the wake of George Floyd's murder. President Trump usurped D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's authority and called in a massive multi-agency federal force to clear out a protest, allowing Trump to pose for a photo in front of a church. It was called a critical point for the D.C. statehood push, intertwining the issue with the country's ascendant racial justice movement. Supporters note people of color constitute the majority of the local D.C. population. New York Democratic Representative Mondaire Jones.
I have had enough of my colleagues' racist insinuations that somehow the people of Washington, D.C. are incapable or even unworthy of our democracy. One Senate Republican said that D.C. wouldn't be a, quote, well-rounded working-class state. I had no idea there were so many syllables in the word white. One of my House Republican colleagues said that D.C. shouldn't be a state because the district doesn't have a landfill. My goodness, with all the racist trash my colleagues have brought to this debate, I can see why they're worried about having a place to put it.
The proposed 51st state would be overwhelmingly Democratic. Republicans oppose the idea, call it an unconstitutional power grab. Republican Congressman James Comer of Kentucky.
H.R. 51 is not really about voting representation. It's about Democrats consolidating their power in Washington. There are numerous problems with H.R. 51. Mainly, it's flatly unconstitutional. Every Justice Department, from President Kennedy's to President Obama's, has been consistent that a constitutional amendment is needed to grant the district statehood.
Democrats object to the claim that D.C. statehood would require a constitutional amendment on the grounds that every other state in the union, apart from the original 13, were admitted to the union via a congressional vote. Biden's White House is in strong support of the measure. In a statement released today, the White House called the current status of the district an affront to the democratic values on which the nation was founded. Democratic Representative Gerald Connolly of Virginia stressed that suffrage and racial justice were really at the heart of the matter, despite Republican claims to the contrary.
There's a lot of smokescreen to cloak what's really at stake here. When some say this is not about race or partisanship, you can be sure it's about race and partisanship. A city with a majority population that apparently might vote in a different way from some.
The House approved the bill 216 to 208 along party lines. The bill faces a far tougher fight in the Senate.